Hello there, and welcome back to another episode of Just a Thought with Lainey Evans. I'm your host, Lainey, and today's episode is going to be all about my current favorites and just giving you guys a list, a little rundown of what I'm really enjoying, products I like, foods I like, if there's any trends, I'll be talking about all that jazz. But before we get into that, first, I would just like to say I am trying something different with my microphone today. So if this sounds bad, I apologize. But we're just gonna go with it and see what happens. I'm holding my microphone today rather than clipping it onto my shirt like I usually do. So, because I've noticed that like the sound is low key a little bit too quiet and I don't like that. So, I'm gonna see if this helps at all. My boyfriend just left our room because he's sweet and he said that he would give me the space so I could record my podcast. So, I am sitting down. When I got back from school, I had a package waiting for me, and it was from my parents, and they sent me a little care package with an gift card to the movies and some sparkling water that I really, really like that's only found in Wisconsin because it's a local company. It's called Bubbler. I don't drink them as much as I used to. Well, I don't drink them anymore out here because they don't exist out here, but I don't drink them even when I'm home as much as I used to because the artificial sugars in them have started to kind of like taste weird to me and like hurt my stomach. So I have to kind of like pace myself with how often I have them, which honestly, I'm not complaining because I don't need to be chugging them every single day, anyways. But yeah, so they gave me that. They got me a new sports bra and a pair of shorts. I need to try them on, but they look so comfortable. And they got me this adorable little glass that says, "Coffee is my love language." And it's like one of those really pretty coffee cups. Like coffee glasses for my iced coffee in the morning. And I guess I can use that to segue me into what my drink of the day is for our weekly segments. I'm currently drinking a Diet Dr. Pepper, as always. Honestly, are we surprised? Not really. Love Diet Dr. Pepper. I started drinking Diet Dr. Pepper because Diet Coke was starting to like not really taste like much to me. And I remembered that Dr. Pepper existed. So I tried it again because I hadn't had it in a long time. I had root beer last night, like regular, like A&W root beer. I don't know if that's weird, if this is weird or like an unpopular opinion, but it tasted bad to me. Like low key did not taste good. I think I might just be like too used to like the poppy root beer and like Olipop and stuff like that now regular soda, like the regular root beer soda, just tastes gross to me. Again, not complaining, just something I noticed. Let me know if that has ever happened to you with any type of soda, if you've just like started to like the alternatives that you found better, and let me know what they are so that I can check them out myself because I am a beverage girly and I'm always looking for new drinks to try. Okay, let's get into the weekly recap. What has happened this past week? Oh, I don't even know what today is. Today's the 21st. I honestly don't 100% remember when I last left you guys off. So I'm just gonna go from like last Wednesday, I'd say. School's been, I'll say this, the week after midterms, my body was so tired. Like I feel like I was getting the physical repercussions of midterms week the week after. So that was just a week of like a lot of trying to be gentle with myself. It was hard because I wanted to be able to go to the gym because I took midterm week, I took the entire week off from the gym. So I was like really ready to like go back to the gym, get the weights, like lift heavy stuff, feel strong. And by Tuesday, I just felt so weak. And I ended up, I think I didn't go to the gym Thursday or Friday. And then this week, I ended up catching a cold. And I like couldn't breathe on Friday, so I didn't go to the gym again. And I was talking with my therapist about this today, and I don't know if this stems from my past with like an unhealthy relationship with food or an unhealthy relationship with exercise, but anytime that I have to skip like a workout, like a lift at the gym or a run, even if it's for reasons like rest, which my body needs, my body was asking for. It's still very hard for my brain to justify it and like let it be okay It's still something that I'm working on, and I just want to like remind you, you don't have to push your body to limits that it should not be crossing. If your body needs rest, it needs rest. And I know I say this a lot, but I'm also talking to myself because I need to hear this constantly, that it's okay to rest, because I can tell other people that, but I need people to tell me that. So I'm telling myself that right now. It's okay to rest. I'm telling you, it's okay to rest. You don't have to feel bad for it. I know that that's easier said than done. Believe me, I know, because anytime that I am missing a workout, or if I have to miss a class or something, just like sometimes when things just get mixed up or whatever, I just feel terrible. And honestly, I just gotta learn to try to not have so much control over everything. Let me go back a little bit again. I'm kind of jumping all over the place. Wednesday night, I had my tap workshop rehearsal. That was good. We went, it's from 6:30 to 9:30, and I was literally dead by 7:30. Like when it was 7:30, I looked at the clock and I was like, how in the heck have we only been dancing for an hour? Anyways, Thursday was an interesting day because in the morning, ballet was really good, and my musical theater class, we had to perform our second solos for the first time. And we had only been like given like 4 or 5 days to get them put together. So it was kind of a mess. I got through my song, but it definitely was not my best run through that I've done. And then my afternoon classes, I had dance for camera and acting. And dance for camera was just like a class of basically just talking about upcoming assignments and different film terminology and stuff like that. And then acting class, we just had conferences with our teachers. So we all sat in the room while our teacher took us out in the hallway one at a time to like have conferences with us and just talk to us about the halfway point of the semester and whatever. So pretty chill classes, but I was dealing with like a lot of anxiety that day, and I think it might have something to do with the fact that my boyfriend was sick. He had to stay home Wednesday through Friday, because he caught the cold that I caught, but he caught it before me. Like I got it from him, but he got it like way worse. It took him out. He was sleeping and barely woke up for probably like a half an hour in total on Thursday, Wednesday. And then Thursday he was up a little bit, and then Friday he was starting to get back to normal. But he wasn't there. And then also my best friend, who's our roommate, wasn't at school either because she just had some things going on and she needed to take the day to be at home and take care of herself. I think not having them there, I spent a decent amount. I'm friends with other people in my class. Like I'm good with everyone in my class, but I'm really close with those two, and not having them there kind of just like made me realize I was always the last person in the classroom when I'm packing my stuff up, and usually they're there waiting for me. And I have a bigger appreciation for that now because I didn't really realize that. I've just been having some pretty bad anxiety recently, so in general, so I was starting to feel just like a little bit more on edge. But this just kind of made me really realize and like set in stone that I need to work on getting back to a place where I'm a bit more independent and okay with being alone. Because I feel like recently I haven't really been prioritizing my alone time. It's definitely something that I'm going to try to focus on because I preach it all the time that like taking time out of your day or out of your week for yourself is so important. So I need to remember to take that time for myself too, trying to hold myself accountable. Did I go to the gym Thursday night? Oh, I did go to the gym Thursday night. Then I think I just didn't go Friday because of something. I don't know. I'm getting a little bit confused now. Oh, wait, no. Never mind. I did go this Thursday. Yeah, I went to the gym this Thursday. So Thursday night, went to the gym and hit back and biceps because Thursdays are for back and biceps. Friday, woke up feeling absolutely terrible. I actually didn't even sleep through the night. I don't know why I said I woke up because I literally got maybe an hour of sleep that night. Couldn't breathe, had a migraine, nose was stuffy, like all the things, and I was kind of freaking out in the middle of the night. So I texted my mom at probably like 4 in the morning, 3 or 4 in the morning, and I was like, "Mom, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to go to school tomorrow. I'm freaking out. Like, I need someone to help me make a decision because I'm gonna feel extremely guilty if I don't go to class, but I also like need to take care of myself." Then got back in bed and I sleep with my phone across the room from me, so I can't check it. And also, my mom was not gonna answer me at 3 in the morning, like, obviously. So I just like laid in bed. I fell asleep for like an hour, and then when I got up and out of bed to get ready, because I was like, maybe I'll be okay, I actually felt slightly better once I stood up. I think laying down kind of like made the whatever was like in my system kind of like sit in like my throat and like in my nose and stuff, and like towards my head, which I think made my headache worse. So got up, was moving around. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna try to go to school. So I went to school, and my mom had said to me, "I don't think you should go to the gym." And I was like, "Well, I really want to go to the gym. Like, I want to go, but I know I shouldn't because I need to take care of my body, and I know I'm gonna feel like shit if I do go to the gym. It's not gonna make me feel better." But I was just like, I wish I didn't feel like this so that I could go to the gym. But I didn't. So instead, what I did was I grabbed a snack and I went to a cafe, grabbed a cold brew, and I went for a walk by the pier, got some fresh air, and just ate my snack. It was beautiful. Such a nice little moment for myself in between classes. Excuse me. Such a nice little moment for myself in between classes. And so glad that I did that. Nothing really too exciting happened Friday night, I don't think. I went and got groceries. Saturday, I worked basically from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. I have two jobs. I work at a tea shop and then I babysit. So in the morning, from 10 till 3, I was working at the tea shop. And then as soon as I got done working at the tea shop, I had to head to babysit. And I babysat until 10 o'clock. Sunday morning, I was supposed to work my Sunday morning shift like I had Saturday, but someone ended up taking the shift because they're going to be going back to school soon, so they need the hours. And so I got the Sunday morning off, which was amazing because I just have been so stressed recently that it was like nice to have that little bit of time to myself. And then my friend and I ended up going to our school, to one of the studios, to film some stuff for our Dance for Camera class. And then we went to the cafe that my boyfriend works at and sat there for a couple hours, had lunch. I had a cold brew. She had a strawberry lemonade. And we just chilled and chatted. And then it was time for me to go babysit again. So I walked to babysit and she went home. And then that's pretty much all I did yesterday. It's Monday when I'm recording this, by the way. Oh, Sunday morning, I did something that is huge for me that I'm so proud of myself for. I really wanted to try Playa Bowls, which is like an acai bowl place, but I've always been scared to do it because I'm worried about like how high calorie those bowls are. They're really not that high calorie. Like, it was making me think that it is. Like, no. And they're full of like delicious, like fruits and granola and nut butter and seeds. Like, it's amazing things that have so much nutrients for your body. They taste good, like all the stuff. So I went there. I got the Nika bowl, which is a banana base bowl, and it has like granola mixed in it. And then on top, it has like a bunch of peanut butter, so many strawberries. It literally looked like they took an entire like container of strawberries and cut it up and put it on top. Like half a banana, I think, and then cacao nibs and walnuts. It was so good. I sat down, I took it home. I was gonna eat outside, and then I was like, I'm just gonna take it home with me. So I sat down at home, gonna at the Empire State Building because I can see the Empire State Building from my window. And I just sat down and enjoyed it. It was absolutely delicious, 10 out of 10. It's really risky that I tried that because they're right across the street from where I live, so I'm going to be very tempted to go there all the time. But I'll try to have a little bit of self-control with that because I don't really have the money to be spending on those. So tonight I was really craving a smoothie bowl and I was like, I gotta go get Playa. And then I was like, Lainey, you have the stuff at home to make a smoothie bowl. So I made myself basically a remake of that smoothie bowl. I didn't have walnuts or cacao nibs, but I made a banana base. I used the rest of my Trader Joe's vanilla almond granola, and then I put strawberries and peanut butter on top, and it was so good. Definitely glad that I did that. And one thing that I love about when I make my smoothies at home is I can like sneak cauliflower into it, like to get an extra little veggie in there. You don't have to, and I don't always do it when I'm feeling like I want to, and I just have like the little extra energy to put that in there, and I think of it, I do it. That's pretty much all I have for the weekly recap. Today I had ballet this morning. Ballet was low key a little bit brutal. Just like very high energy stuff today, and had to have lots of focus and was working really hard, but feel great. Like, so glad that it was like that. Like, it felt really good. And then I had musical theater this afternoon, and that was just low key a little bit stressful because we're learning different harmony parts, and there's some people who have never harmonized before, so it's just like new for a lot of people, and some people are getting lost in the music, and it's just like I'm not upset, and I wasn't getting impatient or anything, and no one was really getting impatient, but it just sucks that sometimes people get like a little bit anxious because they get confused about what's happening. But it was fun to get to sing in harmonies, even if they were not like perfect yet, but they will be really good soon. We all just have to practice. And then I had therapy after class. Then I went home, made my smoothie bowl, and now I'm here talking to you. So that is all for the weekly recap. Let's do the highs and lows of the week. My high of the week is probably that pliable. It was so good. And my walk on Friday in between classes, that just felt so energizing and refreshing. And I'm so glad that I took that moment for myself. Like, I know I keep saying that, but like, genuinely, it made the biggest difference in my day. It made my day at least 30% better. Also, my iPad's gonna die soon, so I really hope that I get through this episode before it dies. All right, let's get into my goal of the week. What's my goal this week? I want to finish my book that I'm reading right now. I'm reading the Queen of Shadows book from the Throne of Glass series. I'm literally so close to being done, so I want to finish that. How am I doing on a scale of 1 to 10? I'd say I'm like a 7. I'm chilling. How are you? Take a moment. Check in with yourself. Remember, this is not a moment to judge. It's just for you to become aware of how you're feeling and then go back to whatever it is you are doing. And with all of that being said, let's get into today's podcast. So today is my current favorites, and I might throw a few extra things in here because I kind of just thought of some stuff before coming on here. I'm going to try to do these rapid fire because my iPad is going to die. So hopefully it doesn't die before I get through this. Number one is Health Aid and GT's Kombucha, specifically the Strawberry Lemonade GT's Kombucha and the Citrus Immune Boost Health Aid Kombucha. The strawberry lemonade one is a collaboration or like a special edition that's only sold at Trader Joe's, and I've talked about it one other time on here. Please just do yourself a favor and go try it. Even if you don't like lemonade, I don't like lemonade, and I like this one. So good, try that. Number two is TJ's Cauliflower Gnocchi. I know people have raved about this in the past, but I had never tried it before, and I understand the hype. I do. I genuinely do. It's going to become a staple, honestly, in my life. Number three, Hot Girl Walks in a comfy outfit. Obviously, I'm like the queen of going on Hot Girl Walks in like my pajamas. I used to do that all the time in Wisconsin. And I need to do that more here because honestly, nobody cares if I'm walking around in my pajamas. Nobody's looking at me. No one's paying attention, anyways. So, Hot Girl Walks in a comfy outfit or an outfit that just makes you feel confident as hell. There's like two sides to me when I go on a hot girl walk. It's either like super duper cute, feeling confident, or like potato, like drowning in my clothes, potato. And I love both of them. Like, both are my ideal ways to go on a hot girl walk because both versions of those are hot girl walking. Number four is my Saturday morning run. Specifically, like two things within that is I really like my Hokas. I wear the Ahari Sixes, and then I use the Nike Run Club app, which has been really helpful with me starting my running journey because I had no idea where to start. So having like a program to follow has been extremely useful. So 10 out of 10 recommend trying that if you're new to running, or even if you're not new to running and you just want to try some new programming. Number five is jam and jelly. I'm kind of going through a phase of like really liking jams and jellies, specifically this like four different berries blend. I don't remember the brand. I got it from Morton Williams, but it's like kind of a fancier looking brand, and it's literally just like the berries in there, and it's so good. And a little bit goes a long ways. It's like so flavorful. Number six, frozen yogurt. My friend recently got a job at a frozen yogurt shop, and it kind of reignited my love for frozen yogurt because I have not had frozen yogurt in so long. And I used to love orange leaf. Let me know if you know what an orange leaf is, because those used to exist in Wisconsin, and I swear they just disappeared. And I feel like people kind of just forgot that they existed. Number seven, more Trader Joe's stuff. The Hold the Cone, like mini cones, specifically the chocolate chip one. Ice cream cookie sandwiches rolled in the chocolate chips and the mini chocolate chips. Those are so good. Literally bury me in those. Like, they are so good. And then the third one is the ube ice cream. I know people have raved about this one too. I understand the hype now that I've tried it. It's so good. It's a bit of a more icy texture than like regular ice cream, obviously, because it's made with like ube. So it's not as creamy, but it's pretty freaking good. Number eight, caprese sandwiches. I think I said that right. Caprese. Sandwiches like mozzarella, tomato, balsamic, pesto, cooked on a pan to get nice and melted on some fresh sourdough. So good. Number nine, Old Spice deodorant. I like Old Spice deodorant. I stopped using it for a while because it had aluminum in it, and I was like, I don't want that. Then I realized that natural deodorants do not work well for me, and I was tired of sweating so much, so I went back to the Old Spice brand, and it works for me. Number 10. These are my top three podcasts right now: the F Word Podcast, Sea Moss Girlies, and Aware and Aggravated. Go check them out. Enough said. Number 11, Taco Bowls. I have been on a Taco Bowl kick. I'm not having them for dinner this week, but like the last week and a half, it's basically been Taco Bowls for dinner every single night, and they're so good. I do like sauteed peppers and onions, and butter lettuce, and spring mix, blue corn tortilla chips, salsa, jalapenos, the hot and spicy, or hot and sweet. Hot and sweet jalapenos from Trader Joe's, and Greek yogurt, and the Trader Joe's Greek yogurt guacamole. It's so good. Like, it has no business being that good. It's so good. Please go try that. This is literally just me hyping up Trader Joe's. But I had never had Trader Joe's before moving to New York, so honestly, it makes sense. But yes, Taco Bowls, literally so good. Number 12. Protein shakes over protein powder. I've kind of been getting the protein powder ick recently, so for me, using protein shakes has become like easier as far as like being digestible and like digestible in the way of like it's easier for me to eat and not feel grossed out by it. So been using those a bit more, and I used to like never use those in the past, so. Number 13 is high top Converse. I've gone through three pairs of high top Converse now, and they are like my shoes that I have right now have been destroyed for months, and I haven't even had them for a year. Not even 9 months. Probably like 6 months max I've had them, and they are on their last days. But I wear them to death, and I love them. They're my gym shoes, and I wear the heck out of them. Number 14, I'm really enjoying cooking at home, especially with my boyfriend. I love cooking by myself. Don't get me wrong. Literally one of my favorite things to like romanticize cooking alone with some like jazz music or while watching a YouTube video that someone else is cooking in. That feels so much fun because it feels like you're cooking with a friend. But just cooking at home in general and cooking with my boyfriend and we get to like create something together is so fun. Number 15, trying new restaurants. This is something that I never thought that I would be able to say. With my healing journey and like getting over my fear of like food and like my disordered eating and stuff, which obviously I'm still struggling with, and it's like a day-to-day battle, I've been able to be more open-minded to trying like eating out more. And like the past couple of years, I've always been so intrigued by new restaurants, but I was always scared to like actually go to them and like get food there. And now I'm actually at the point where I can go and I can get the food and I stress less about it. That doesn't mean that there's no anxiety around it, but it's way less than it used to be, and that's huge for me. That's a really good step in the right direction. Number 16, almond croissants. If you don't like almond croissants, you like almond croissants. There's no other option. Number 17, Vans frozen waffles. I have not tried the chocolate chip or the blueberry ones or the apple cinnamon ones yet, and I really want to try those ones. But the original ones that are like the protein waffles are so good. I love putting the Chobani zero sugar Greek yogurt on top of those with like nuts and seeds and that jam and peanut butter or granola butter, the Oathouse vanilla granola butter. I didn't think I liked that. But it's been growing on me, especially when I put it on like yogurt bowls or on top of my waffles. Very good. And actually, I put on here as my next thing the Chobani Zero Sugar Greek Yogurt and the Oathouse granola butter. So there you go. Both amazing items. And the last thing I have written down is the Drizzalicious rice cakes. They're like those little tiny baby rice cakes that have been going. I think they went viral maybe on like TikTok or something. I don't know. I don't have TikTok, but some people that I followed had been talking about them. And I got the s'mores and the birthday cake flavor. And the s'mores one's good, but the birthday cake flavor is superior. Obviously, it's birthday cake. It has white chocolate on it and sprinkles. Who doesn't like white chocolate and sprinkles? I love white chocolate and sprinkles. And then there was a few other things I thought of also from Trader Joe's, a few items that I just tried that are very good. I think they're called Papadums. They're like these lentil chip crisp things. Those are very good. They're tzatziki. I mean, just the tzatziki in general, but also with those lentil chips, so good. And then the extra virgin olive oil popcorn. My ideal way to eat popcorn. Like, it's my ideal flavor of popcorn. It has like the right amount of like buttery richness to it, or like the fat element, and then like the right amount of salt, and it's just like nice and crunchy. So yeah, that is all of my favorites. I know that I probably was talking pretty fast in this, but I wanted to be able to get it recorded for you guys while I had the time to, and my iPad is literally at 3%. So I think that means it's time for me to get the heck out of here. I really hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, please be sure to leave a rating and review in the Apple Store and leave a rating on Spotify. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at justathought.pod. Also follow my main Instagram, laney.foods, and you can also find me on YouTube at Laney Evans. Share this with someone that you think would like to hear this, and I will be in your ears next week. Bye!